Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. It is a seller's market in real estate. It is. It's a seller's market in real estate. So you're thinking, what does that mean for me? What does that mean to me? Well, here's what it means to you. If you're an owner of real estate, and that real estate has done for you what you intended it to do for you, maybe it did even better, you have to make a decision as to whether or not you dispose of that asset or you retain that asset. It's really the decision point. So if you decide that you're going to retain the asset, seller's market doesn't mean much to you. It really doesn't. But if you intend to sell that asset, if you intend to transact that asset because that asset has done for you what you intended it to do, it produced cash flow for you, it grew in price, it grew in value, it grew in equity, and it has the ability to give you some great returns right now, well, then a seller's market to you means be prepared for that property to sell very, very quick, especially if it's in great condition. Because that's what's going on in the marketplace out there. Yeah, it's not a buyer's market. It's definitely not a buyer's market. Sellers are commanding prices. You've got buyers that are, well, in a feeding frenzy. There's no other way to describe some of what is going on out there. There are people that are willing to waive appraisal conditions. They're willing to waive appraisal pricing. They're willing to come in with additional cash. So they're putting more down on the property so that they can get the loan based on what the appraisal came in at, even though they're paying more for the property than the property's worth. Yeah, it's a good time to sell. So what if you're a buyer? What if you're a buyer? What does it mean to you? What if you want to go out and get yourself some real estate? Well, still a seller's market. And if you go after real estate the way you go after, say, your principal residence, be prepared to overpay for that property. Be prepared for whatever you're willing to give up. Maybe you're going to give up inspections. Maybe you're going to give up something else that is important for you to do in the buying process to make a determination as to whether or not that subject property you're looking at is going to do for you what you intended to do. If you don't know how to do those things, it's okay. We can help you understand the entire buying process. We can help you understand the entire selling process. And here's the other thing. If you're truly investing in residential income producing properties, and if you're doing it correctly, what you're looking for are properties that most other people don't want to buy or they can't buy. That's correct. They can't buy those assets because maybe they don't have the purchasing power. Maybe they don't have the cash available to pay all cash for those properties. See, a lot of those distressed properties, most lenders, if they'll even loan on it, they'll loan you, say, 80% of the value of the property. But that's not the fixed up value. That's the value at its current condition. They'll loan you 80% of that value. So you need to come in with, say, 20%. Not all lenders will do that, by the way. Not all lenders will do that. But some will. So you come in with 20% of your money. And then you're looking at a pretty extensive rehab. Maybe the rehab on this property is $25,000. Maybe the rehab on this property is $80,000. So you go to the lender and you say, well, help me out here, man. Can you throw some money my way so that I can get these repairs done? And the lender's going to tell you, no, that's not in our business model. That's not how we do business. So you're going to have to go back into your cash reserves and come up with a bunch of cash to do the rehab on the property. And the problem with that is now you've got too much of your money working for you in an investment property. Now, I just think that's not a good way to do it. It's really not a good way to do it. See, once you find that distressed property, and even in a seller's market, there may be some other people that are interested in acquiring that property. But the feeding frenzy isn't nearly as thick and crazy as it is in the retail market. In other words, the people that are shopping for homes to live in themselves, not to rent out. And even those people that think they're investing in the retail market, when they buy a property and rent it out, they're giving up some of the benefits of buying distressed property. And one of the biggest benefits is the fact that you can capture equity in that property. So in other words, I'll just use some very simple numbers. Let's say a property all fixed up is worth let's go with $100,000. Let's make the math easy for me. So all fixed up, it's worth $100,000. And you're able to acquire and do all the renovations on that property and all of the costs associated with making that property nice again, bringing back its glory days. Let's say you're totally in at $85,000. So the difference between the two, the fact that you have purchased and renovated at a wholesale price of about $85,000 versus the $100,000 that property is actually worth in the marketplace, allows you to capture $15,000 in equity. That $15,000 in equity goes right onto your bottom line immediately. Now, you're not going to touch that equity until farther down the road. But when you get farther down the road, that equity is going to be there, and it's going to make the returns really nice. So come back from the break. I've got a couple of deals I want to share with you. Stick around.
Del Wamsley explains how he found that speck of light that got him into the lifestyle.
I had a guy that used to come into the health club every day and work out for 4 hours a day, sit in the jacuzzi, swim, play racquetball, was happy, looked great, tan all the time. And one day I just asked him, what do you do for a living? And he said, Del, I own real estate.
Well, do you own real estate? Register for our live online free workshop and find out how you can get all the things you want out of life with passive income. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Brought to you by Lifestyles Unlimited. Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Del Wamsley, on getting the information you need to get through this.
So you ask yourself, isn't this the wrong time to get out of the stock market? Very well could be. But maybe it might go down. And then you ask yourself, man, if I would have had some of that money, I could have used it. People are going to be afraid. And the people who are in real estate that are losing money are going to be afraid. And they're going to want to get out. And when they do, we're going to be able to go in and buy at very advantageous prices that are going to change our family's future, quite honestly. So you need information on how to do that. You need the knowledge of how to get through this. You need to get into Lifestyles right now.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. Yeah, so we're going to do what the big voice said we're going to do. We're going to talk about how to invest your money, how to enjoy passive income, how to understand what passive income is, what passive income can do for you. Yeah. Here's something I need to tell you, and I'm going to be very, very blunt. You probably cannot retire with one rental property. You heard me correctly. You probably cannot retire with one rental property. Unless, here's the big caveat, unless that particular property is producing enough cash flow for you to where you can meet or exceed all of your expenses of life. Yeah, that's what retirement is. So when I talk about a property, one property potentially can't retire you, it's pretty true of a single family house. You know, most single family houses that we look at, that we buy, tend to produce about $400 a month in passive income. So, I mean, unless your bills are $400 per month, which I doubt they are, you won't be able to get yourself retired on just one house. But one house is a starting place. One house gets you into the game. And if you're not in the game at all, well, you're what we call a spectator. You're just standing on the sidelines, observing all the action. And unless you have a sports book there with you, you're not even participating in the action. You're just observing the action. So you need to get into the game. But if you're going to get into the game, you need to understand the rules of the game. You need to understand the most effective way for you to invest your money. Because what you're doing right now, it's probably not very effective. It's probably not. You're probably just, you know, on cruise control. You got that 401k going for you. You never see the money. It goes into some account somewhere. You get a statement every month that shows you, you know, the value of that account. And then you look at, you know, what the stock market's doing, and you're thinking, man, these are just prosperous times. I am going to retire myself so much faster than I previously thought. That could be true. But the converse could be true also. You see, the real estate market is flourishing, as is the stock market. But here's the difference between the two. The stock market will at some point flatten out. In my opinion, it can't keep the type of gains that it has produced during a pandemic for a long period of time. I just don't believe that the stock market is so healthy that it can keep producing the returns it's been producing. Now, real estate, on the other hand, real estate has the ability to produce the returns that it's been producing over time, and it has the potential to do it in the future. As a matter of fact, when we look at our real estate investing deals, we take a look at the future potential of that asset. We take a look at what the cash flows will return over a set period of time. We take a look at what the appreciation will do over a set period of time. We take a look at what the principal pay down is doing over a set period of time. Now, you might be doing the same thing in your 401k. I mean, you probably are. You're pushing money in there, except you're not looking necessarily at rates of return over a set period of time, because you can't really calculate those things. You're investing in assets that are pretty liquid. And by the way, you don't have any ability, no matter how much you own of the stock market, you have no ability to drive the market up or down alone, because you're not a big institutional investor. But your money is going into a big institutional investor that may be moving the markets up or down. And you just hope that whatever they're doing is going to benefit you, right? Yeah, that's kind of the way it works. So when it comes to real estate investing, we're convinced at Lifestyles Unlimited that you can get yourself retired in the next 5 years if you do it correctly. If you obtain a proper education, and then you put that education to work, acquiring assets that will change the future of your life. And it's really a two-step process. See, the first step is to get you to a point of retirement. when you have enough passive income coming in that it meets or exceeds your ordinary expenses of life, you get to a point where you regain control of your life again. And I'll tell you what, that's a really cool place. It's probably a place you haven't felt in a very long time. Because when you went into the workforce, you gave up control of a lot of your life. You allowed your employer to tell you when you'll work, when you'll take vacation. Some employers, they'll even tell you when you can go to the bathroom. Yeah. And when you get that control back, you have a decision to make. Do I keep working? Do I change jobs? What do I do? It's really a good problem. It is really a very good problem. Because if you hate doing what you're doing and all you've been doing is doing that job because it provides an income stream for you, and you get to that point where you could take it or leave it. You could walk if you wanted to. And when you get to that point of retirement, your life dramatically changes. It dramatically changes for you. And the second step is to focus on designing the lifestyle you've always wanted. And the reason that's the second step is because retirement is an important component that you must achieve in order to get focused on the second step. Because you got to get your control back in your life. You have to decide what you want to do. Maybe you like working. There's nothing wrong with that. We got tons of members that enjoy doing what they do for a living. They get to retirement. They go, you know what? I'm actually pretty happy. And it takes a big load of stress off of your back knowing that if you got laid off tomorrow or another pandemic hit and your company was not positioned correctly to keep you employed and you wound up losing your job, you'd have money to fall back on. You would be just fine. Hey, I promised you I was going to talk about two properties that came across my desk in this segment. I'm apologizing now, but we'll talk about these properties in the next segment. Very important information for you. Stick around.
Del Wamsley talks about understanding the system.
Guy told me the other day on the radio, he says, you know, I understand the system. They let the stock market go up to feed our ego, to think we're getting somewhere, and then they crash it on us and take it all away. So now we're stuck. He says, I've lived through two of those cycles, so he started investing in real estate to get away from the cycle.
Are you ready to break the cycle? Start investing in real estate today. Find out how. Join Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with our live, online, free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. So what we're going to do in this segment is I'm going to get into the numbers and we're going to talk about what real estate can do for you from a rate of return perspective. Because no matter what you choose to invest in, you need to understand how those investments make money for you. And even if you're putting money into a 401k, you have everything on autopilot, and your financial planner is, you know, dialed in with your guidance, maybe you want aggressive growth, or maybe you want not aggressive growth, you want something very safe and stable, you just let it ride. You don't think about that 401k during the day because you're working on other things. Now, I'll be honest with you, I don't think about all my real estate assets during the day because I'm working on other things too. But here's the difference between what you're doing and what I do. What you're doing is a crapshoot because you don't know what the stock market is going to do tomorrow. I mean, it's been very healthy, very healthy. I've never seen the stock market as healthy as it's been. And you have to take a step back and you have to ask yourself, why is that? We just went through a pandemic. Businesses were shuttered. income streams for households were curtailed. Bank of America reported that 22% of their mortgages are in some form of forbearance. 22%, that's a little over one out of every five, in some form of forbearance. Yet the stock market is doing well. So you have to ask yourself, why is that? Is there artificial influences affecting the stock market? Is the government doing something to keep that stock market at the rates it is at right now to protect something more damaging that could affect our lifestyle and our economy? I don't know. You know, I don't want to get into all the conspiracy theories and stuff like that. Here's the takeaway. You might be getting returns of, say, I don't know, 10%, maybe 20%. Maybe you're getting better returns in the stock market than you've ever received. And that's not a bad thing. But let me talk about some returns that you're passing up in real estate by staying in the stock market, by doing what society has programmed you to do, which is to be a good employee, go to work, do great things for your boss, focus on their goals and objectives, trade some time for money, go home, spend a little time with the family, maybe. Wash, rinse, repeat. Just keep doing that. Do that for 40, 50 years. And I'll tell you, that game plan stinks. It stinks. So let me just tell you the returns that I'm looking at regarding two deals that showed up over the weekend. And these are two pretty interesting deals. The first deal, it's going to require you to come out of pocket a little over $26,000. So you need $26,000 to get into this deal. But over time, this deal has the potential to return 275%. 275% return over a five-year horizon. So what does that really mean? Well, if you're starting with about $26,000 and you put it into this deal, when you get this property renovated and put back into service and you find a wonderful resident to live in that property who will be very thankful that you put that property on the market, because trust me, they have been looking at other stuff, and that other stuff isn't as nice as the stuff that we put into service. And I'm not saying we turn our properties into the Taj Mahal, but we make our properties the nicest, most attractive properties in those neighborhoods without over-improving them, so that we provide value for our residents. And then we don't necessarily charge top of the market rents. We actually come in a little bit below that. Want to give our residents a little bit of a break. Give them some value for renting that property. Yeah, we're not greedy. You don't have to be greedy. I mean, look, 275% return on your money. So what does that mean? That means you started with $26,000. At the end of 5 years, if you disposed of this property, I haven't even given you the mechanics of the deal. I'm just giving you the future values. You will turn that $26,000 into over $98,000. That's right. I mean, let's do some simple math. That's almost like four times, right? It's not quite four times, but it's close. 275% return. Here's how the money is created. So you have income streams. That property is producing cash flows for you. You're receiving rents. You're paying the associated expenses of operating that property. It takes me maybe 3 to 5 minutes on each of my single family properties every month to do what I'm telling you that I'm telling you now. So the cash flow's coming in. This property produces about $559 a month in cash flow. That works out to be $6,700 per year. So you think about it, one property, a $26,000 investment is producing $6,700 in cash flow per year. That's a 25.5% return on your money just on the cash flows. So over a five-year period of time, this property will produce about $33,500. Now, you're also going to get the benefit of the property going up in value. And we know for a fact, we're in a seller's market right now, price pressure is upward. Prices are going up for real estate. It's just what the market is doing right now. Now, I use very conservative numbers. I know historically that real estate tends to double in value every 20 years. So as a result of that, I use a very conservative number to figure out what my future values on the property will be. So this particular property will appreciate over time. It will appreciate over time. The ARV, or the after repair value, when you get this property all done, works out to be $155,000. And based on my 3.5% increase year over year, that's the number the percentage I like to use to forecast. The property should go up about almost $17,000 in value after 3 years. But because it's a five-year hold, we're a little bit more concerned with that five-year number. $29,000 in increased value. Now remember, one of the things that you're going to do on this property is you're not going to pay full retail pricing. So you still have over $15,000 in captured equity in this property. That's going to come into play here also. That comes into the play for that 275% return over time. You're getting principal pay down. You're paying that mortgage every month, and you're taking almost $12,000 in principal reduction. So what that does for you is it gives you an equity at sale of almost $80,000. You pay the closing costs associated with that. You're making almost $65,000 in gains on this property. When you add the cash flow in, that's how I get to the $98,000. We come back from break, I've got another deal that's going to just shock you. Stick around.
One of the things I'd like to get across is that your whole life you wanted to make a change, right? But you've never had the time? This might be it, because we have online education that you can get involved in.
We're now going to bring the free workshop to the entire country and really the world. Anybody who is interested can participate in that. We're going to live stream that free workshop and have people online with you on the live stream, talking with you, answering questions, interacting. You're really going to get a great feel for the Lifestyles community from this. And you can register for that. So if you want to find out about us, this is a great way to take a look at us and what we do.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. So in the last segment, I was talking about kind of a bread and butter property. It's like a little over 1,500 square feet, 3 bedrooms, 2 baths, no garage in this particular property. But it meets the sweet spot for workforce housing. It really does. A 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 1,500 square foot house is what people are looking for, especially if they're looking to transition out of, say, an apartment community into a single family home, where now they have their own driveway, they have their own backyard, they have their own front yard. It's an upgrade for the family. It really is. And as a real estate investor, you get the opportunity to provide that upgrade to a wonderful family that's really looking for what you have to offer. And they're willing to get involved with you from a business perspective and lease that property from you. So here's the big takeaways from the property I talked about in the last segment. This property, it's in really bad shape. For whatever reason, this property has deteriorated over time. The thing was built in 1959. I don't think anybody did any maintenance on the property other than, you know, what needed to absolutely be done to keep like water from leaking through the ceiling. I mean, that kind of stuff. So you could buy that property for $45,000, but you need $85,000 to do the rehab. Yeah, it's a big rehab on that property. But it's worth that because you can command an ARV or after repair value of $155,000, which drives the financial engine that you're going to use that keeps your cash out of pocket down to like $26,000. Actually, my calculation is $26,220. And the rates of return you're going to get are a lot better than if you took that $26,000 and just put it in the stock market or mutual fund or whatever you do. You're going to get great cash flows. This property is going to produce about $6,700 per year in cash flow. So if you're, you know, doing the mental gymnastics with the math, and you're thinking, well, you know what? I could operate my household. If I had $67,000 coming in cash flow, and the majority of that money is offset by depreciation, so I'm not even paying ordinary tax rates on most of that money, I could do it at $67,000. Well, you know what your number is? Your number is 10 of these kinds of properties. 10 of these kinds of properties that produce the adequate cash flow that you need to get yourself retired. Oh, and along the way, you are capturing equity in the property too, so that if something crazy happens, you buy the property, you renovate it, you put the resident in the property, they're paying on time, something happens in your life and you have to dispose of this asset because you have to get the cash back out. Because you captured equity in this deal, you can put this property on the market and you could sell it to another investor and be okay. You can get your money back out, which is our number one rule. Don't lose money, which is why capturing equity is so important. That's why we don't pay retail pricing for properties. It gives you a cushion should you ever need to take advantage of that cushion. Now, odds are you won't ever have to do what I just described. But isn't it good to know in the back of your mind that as an insurance policy, if you had to, you at least wouldn't lose money? You'd be able to pull the money back out of the deal? Yeah, that's kind of the way I look at it. Now, you put $26,000 into the deal, you captured about $15,000 in equity, you can be okay. But let me get in this second deal, because this one, it came out of nowhere. And now that first property was in the greater Houston market. This one showed up in the San Antonio market. And what really caught my eye was the fact that you can get into this deal for less than $10,000 cash out of pocket. Yeah, less than 10 grand. Now, this is not a big house. This is a small house. This is the kind of house that you might drive by and go, oh, that's really tiny. I don't think I like that. It's an older property. It was built in 1929. This thing is almost 100 years old. Two bedroom, one bath. Great location near downtown San Antonio. It's a great workforce housing area for rental properties where this thing is located. And a lot of people would turn their nose up on it. It's only 510 square feet. It's too small. Okay, go ahead. Pass on that asset. Go look at the next one. I like that because I know the potential of this property. See, I ran all the numbers. I didn't go drive the property or anything like that. First thing I did was I ran the numbers. I looked at, okay, if I put a little over $9,000 into this property, what would it do for me? What are the returns that I would see on this property? Now, this property is not as distressed, even though it's a lot older than the Houston property I was talking about. It's not as distressed, but it's still going to take about $24,000, $25,000 in rehab. I mean, it's got its issues. And because it's small, That's kind of a significant number. There's not as much house to fix up, but he's still going to need about $24,000. And you're thinking to yourself, wait a minute, didn't you start off by saying it was $9,000, less than $10,000 cash out of pocket? You're correct. That's exactly what I said. And you're thinking, well, wait a minute, what can we buy this thing for? Well, you can actually buy it for $73,000. $73,000. It has an ARV after repair value of $125,000. So you're able to buy it literally for less than 60% of what the market value is when it's all fixed up. And even though you're going to have closing costs and rehab costs that are going to work out to be about $34,000, you're still going to capture about $18,000 in equity in this property. Now, the cash flow on this particular deal, it's not as good as the previous one. Not as good. It only will produce about $350 a month in passive income in comparison to the $559 the Houston property could produce. So this one isn't going to produce as much in the way of cash flow. But when you take into consideration that you only are spending a little over $9,000, like $9,200 cash out of pocket to do this deal, because you're doing it the way we teach you how to do it, you're going to get a 46% return on investment just on the cash flows. Just on the cash flows. So you think about it. Well, that other deal was what, $26,000? And you were getting what, about 25% cash on cash? Well, this one is only $9,000. You're not getting as much cash, but you're getting a 46% return cash on cash. This is a really sweet deal when it comes to return on investment. So what does this thing do in the future? I mean, if we held this thing for 5 years, what returns are we looking at? Well, here, I'll just go right to the returns. Everything funnel in to 5 years from now. You sell the property 5 years from now, you will have turned $9,200 into $73,500. Now, that's a combination of the $21,000 in cash flow that you will receive over 5 years by owning and operating this property correctly, and the $52,000 you're going to clear after cost of sale when you sell this property. So you're looking at a 700% return on investment. You heard me correctly, 700%. On a property that most people would drive by and go, ooh, that's ugly. Ooh, that's too small. Ooh, ooh, ooh. But because you are a trained and sophisticated real estate investor, you understand the potential that this property has. I would tell you, just based on the numbers, the little house in San Antonio has much greater potential. Even though it doesn't fit our perfect model of what the perfect workforce housing property is, this property in San Antonio has better returns for less cash out of pocket than the property in Houston. So which one do you buy? Well, why don't you buy them both? It's okay to buy them both. I mean, think about it. You could be in to two properties for less than $40,000. You could have cash flows of around $900, close to $1,000 a month. And cash flows just off of these two properties with incredible returns. Now, if you want to find out how to do this, go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.